Stuck in a dinner rut? Let CookUnity handle dinner with chef-crafted meals delivered right to your door. CookUnity makes it easy with new menu drops, weekly recommendations, and a growing community of award-winning chefs, plus over 400 flavorful meals for every palate. Shake up your meal routine. Go to cookunity.com/mealtime50 or enter code mealtime50 before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's cookunity.com/mealtime50.
Mark Grennan is the most experienced living chlorine dioxide CD clinician. This 67-year-old missionary was kidnapped in Colombia in 2020 and flown to Miami by U.S. Marshals in 2022. His, quote, crime was training hundreds of thousands to cure diseases using CD. For new readers, here are links to download my CV, ebooks, and best recent posts, and how to search my archives. Thank you for your reviews of Judas Dentistry, and I have a direct link for that if you want to do one. Two of Mark Grennan's missionary sons were also abducted in 2020 from their Florida home in a SWAT-style, high-profile arrest with worldwide television coverage. They were sentenced to 13 years for the fraudulent charge of, quote, conspiracy to defraud the American people, unquote, and two fabricated charges of contempt of court. Note, the court was a monkey trial, but the Grennans refused to use attorneys, or I believe his outcome would have been not so disastrous. Grennan's health is poor, so after several years in prison, he was released to home confinement on September 4, 2024, with a GPS ankle bracelet. He is waiting to be released on probation. His two sons, arrested in Florida, languish in a Yazoo, Mississippi prison. One has never met his four-year-old son. A third son is imprisoned for seven more years in Fort Dix, New Jersey. Another is out on probation and waiting to be reunited with his family he hasn't seen in 4 years. Grennan was a lifelong Baptist medical missionary. He was a pastor and surgical assistant in the U.S., Colombia, Nigeria, West Africa, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic, DR, for over 40 years. His philosophy was, quote, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. In the first part of his career, his sole mission was to teach the Word of God and help others. Mr. Grennan was a close friend of Jim Humble, the now deceased key figure in CD innovation and worldwide use. After Jim taught Mark chlorine dioxide's potential, he felt called to spread the information and incorporated this mission into his faith. He started the Genesis 2 Church of Healing and Health, and over the ensuing years hosted training seminars in over 100 countries. Mark asked Kapker Potowski, an internet personality, to help him produce a chlorine dioxide documentary. It was initially published in 2016 at quantumleap.is and had subtitles in 9 languages, but was taken down during the, quote, pandemic in 2020. And I have the Rumble link where it is currently available, and I advise watching it. Thousands of people worldwide watched it, enabling the, quote, G2 Church to spread to more than 130 countries. Mark and his sons trained over 2,000 people how to use CD to treat many illnesses. Another man who saw Quantum Leap was so impressed that he devoted over a year and more than $100,000 to produce a second complete documentary. By this time, Mark's team had recorded thousands of CD testimonials, and he made them available for the film. Since NASA had said CD was, quote, the universal antidote, the universalantidote.com was used for the movie's web address. These two videos are required viewing for anyone who wants to understand chlorine dioxide fully. I watch them at double speed. Grinnan and his sons had built a compound in Barahona, Dominican Republic, to house U.S. medical missions. Over the years, the teams based there performed surgical procedures and other assistance in local hospitals. One of Mark's three oldest sons' roles was to go to mountain villages to, quote, triage or examine those who needed surgery before they were transported. During this time, Mark and his eight sons developed boils and abscesses on their legs, armpits, face, and body that were diagnosed as methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, MRSA, infections. Mark was told by a few of the surgeons that no antibiotic available would cure them. One claimed that only amputation and skin grafts would help. Mark was a sophisticated healthcare provider, so he sought second opinions on the internet. He eventually found Humble's work describing CD. Humble claimed it was a miracle cure for MRSA, a cure for malaria, the number one killer in the history of mankind, a cure for AIDS, diabetes, cancer, the flu, and even the common cold. Mark thought it sounded like snake oil, but his son's infections were worsening and spreading among other children. He searched for clues, but no pharmaceutical drug was promising. The discovery of our lifetime. Jim Humble provided part one of his books free on his website. It described how four men on Jim's crew became deathly sick with malaria when searching for gold in the jungles of British Guiana, South America. Since they had no malaria medicine, he sent a runner to the nearest village that had a pharmacy. It was over a day's journey, and the men got worse as they waited. Earlier in his life, Jim had worked in health stores and knew about a product called, quote, stabilized oxygen. He had a few bottles with him. In desperation, Humble gave each man a few drops of the medicine in a glass of water, hoping it would help them until the malaria medicine arrived. To his surprise, within a few hours, two of the four men, who looked like they were going to die, were sitting up laughing. Jim gave them all a few drops more. The next day, all the men were back at work and feeling fine. By the time the malaria drugs arrived, they were cured. Comment: this 5% sodium chlorite product is still available under several brand names. The modern version is mixed with an acid activator to produce chlorine dioxide. But when Humble's men drank it, their stomach acid activated it. Jim tried stabilized oxygen for other sick people with malaria, and more than half recovered immediately. The others needed a few more days. Humble had found something precious, but it was not a yellow metal. He quickly ran out of the product and returned to Georgetown, which was Guyana's capital. Many parts of the world, including all of Guyana, suffer from malaria, a parasite transmitted by infected mosquitoes. Jim shared his unexpected cure with the country's vice president, who mentioned the story to his health director, who told the president. The next day, Jim was told to leave the country immediately. He learned later that Guyana's primary pharmaceutical supplier threatened to stop donating medications to the hospital in Georgetown if information about the malaria cure became public. This was Humble's first brutal lesson about pharma's willingness to commit genocide rather than risk profits. It was also the start of his lifelong commitment to bringing chlorine dioxide to the world. Jim knew that malaria kills 1.5 million yearly, which is cumulatively more people than all the wars in history. It kills almost twice as many yearly as tuberculosis's 1.2 million. He knew he could save these people. Here's a quick footnote. These figures are from Mark and Jim's work and seem credible. Captured sources like the World Health Organization claim that AIDS and COVID have more fatalities. I have an image there from the WHO. those of us who know the history understand that the bulk of AIDS deaths were due to AZT, quote, treatment. My reference is RFK Jr.'s The Real Anthony Fauci, published in 2021. Likewise, anyone awake during the last few years understands that the cause of the recent elevated death rates was primarily the toxic COVID, quote, vaccine. Other factors included the promotion of poisons such as remdesivir and the concealment of treatments such as ivermectin. Because total fatalities never increased until the vaccine rollout, it was not that virus. And I've got a source. The research. Howard Alger's brilliant early CD innovations are still used, but he never considered taking it by mouth. Jim's oral use was a stunning breakthrough that he was forced to try when his men were nearly dead. Although others have claimed credit, Jim was responsible. For example, I spent time with an anonymous source who claimed he supplied a similar product and taught Jim how to use it. But after Jim returned, Mark Grennan and Jim spent weeks reviewing the discovery and never mentioned another collaborator. Although Mark soon became a full partner in the quest to understand CD's healing properties, he claimed no credit for the discovery. Humble did not know why half the people who took stabilized oxygen recovered immediately and why others required a few more days. When he learned that when sodium chloride was mixed with an acid, it turned into chlorine dioxide, he had found the active ingredient. Jim speculated that because people produce different amounts of hydrochloric stomach acid, converting sodium chloride into chlorine dioxide worked better for some. Sodium chloride is widely used for water purification. In higher concentrations, it is used in textile mills to bleach fabrics. Unlike sodium hypochlorite, or Clorox, which is bleach, it does not harm fabric. Jim began experimenting. He learned he could produce CD using various food-grade acids such as lemon, citric, and vinegar as the activator. Vinegar contains 5 to 10% acetic acid, for example. He began experimenting with mixing sodium chloride with citric acid and found that 35 to 50% citric produced CD after about 3 minutes. He did not initially use hydrochloric acid because he wanted a safe product that people could get cheaply and in bulk. But HCl turned out later to be the best tolerated formulation. Humble decided to test his ideas in Africa because it had so much malaria. By this point, he had lost trust in doctors and decided to rely on missionaries. He sent hundreds of bottles of 22.4% sodium chloride and other bottles with 50% citric acid to some of his colleagues. After a few months, they told him, quote, "Those drops work great. Send more." In 2000, Jim went to Africa and stayed for several years. He saw thousands of people healed from malaria within hours to a few days. CD was also curing AIDS, cancers, MRSA, diabetes, infections, and even the flu. At the end of this period, Jim wrote in his book that 95% of all illnesses could likely be cured with chlorine dioxide. Note, I saw one of my friends rid herself of the unstable, insulin-requiring diabetes that she had since childhood. After a week of CD, her blood sugars went from the 400s to around 100 without insulin. We speculate that she had a lifelong pancreatic infection that was cured. By 2005, Jim Humble had written and published his book, Breakthrough, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, and copies were being sold around the world. In his naivete, he approached the Gates Foundation about the chlorine dioxide malaria cures he had seen. Their response was to tell him to do a clinical study, which they knew was impossible for him because it would have cost many millions. So Jim established his proof by documenting his clinical experiences. After Mark read Jim's book in 2006, he and his sons added their efforts to the project. Mark cured his MRSA in 2 weeks using CD, then gave it to his children. The infection was gradually eradicated from their family over about a year. Jim's book became Mark's health Bible. When Mark's medical teams heard his claims, most of them thought he was crazy and never came back to work. So he decided to go it on his own and test CD in the Caribbean areas where he was a missionary. When he did, he saw the same results Humble wrote about while in Africa. In Africa, Humble saw cures for cancer, diabetes, AIDS, dengue fever, elephantiasis, and other infections, including even influenza. Mark was in a different part of the world, a different culture, working with a different race, but he was getting the same results. Jim dubbed chlorine dioxide Miracle Mineral Supplementation, MMS, because it seemed miraculous, almost a gift from a benevolent God. Grinnan used it for 2 years in the Caribbean, reproduced Jim's results, and started a website called MMS for Hispanolia. After 3 years of experience with MMS in the Dominican Republic and Haiti, Mark and his sons decided to spread the word more widely. He contacted Jim Humble, who suggested they set up an MMS training center in Grinnan's DR compound to train people from the rest of the world. Jim sent Mark $25,000 and came to Hispaniola in January 2010. In a few months, Jim and Mark developed a syllabus for a 5-day seminars. They soon had over 40 protocols, including how to make MMS from scratch. The Genesis II Church of Health and Healing held its first seminar in April 2010 when they invited those who had read Jim's book. 35 people from 15 countries came and brought their testimonials about CD. Jim stayed with Mark in the Dominican Republic for about 2.5 years, then went to Mexico, and Mark moved to Colombia to teach there. Their accomplishments included, Mark helped Jim write his second book, they developed other protocols, they hosted 19 seminars with over 500 participants from 40-plus countries. In 2004, Jim and Mark did a training tour of Europe, Africa, New Zealand, and South America. Mark and his sons went on to host 63 more seminars in 19 countries over the following 10 years. In 2016, Mark wrote his first book, Imagine, A World Without Disease. The same year, he produced a documentary about his Genesis II Church of Health and Healing. He wrote two other books about CD in 2018 and 2020. The effects of these efforts on millions of people are still compounding, but in 2020, Mark and his sons were kidnapped and stood trial under fraudulent pretenses. On September 1, 2023, Jim Humble died at 90. The world lost a great humanitarian who would have received the Nobel Prize for Medicine if it had been honestly awarded. Because of the efforts of Jim, Mark, and his sons, tens of millions of people worldwide now use chlorine dioxide to cure a vast range of diseases. References and notes. Mark is now 67 years old and needs your help. His Social Security benefits were taken from him in September 2020. Grinnan's sons, Jonathan and Jordan, are still being held in federal prison. Please consider purchasing his books, and I've left a link, and you can donate to the Grinnans at another link. Since the FDA and DOJ silenced the Grinnans, many people have died unnecessarily. A wide-ranging discussion with attorney Todd Callender described the Grinnan situation, the availability of chlorine dioxide, the commercial products and much more. And I've left a link for that. I have another link with a graphic demonstration of the difference between the effects of bleach and CD on live blood. I left a link where you could download Humble's books for free. And lastly, I developed more accurate views of MMS, which was Humble's chlorine dioxide product, versus CDS, the one that Kalker popularized, and wrote about it at another link. So here's my pitch. Surviving Healthcare is a reader-supported publication. To receive new posts and support my work, consider becoming a free or paid subscriber. If you already are, drag your friends over. Parting shot number one. Here's a letter I got about depression and hormone replacement. Quote, I stumbled across your work today and I'm so grateful. Over the years, I've lost trust in medical doctors. No kidding. I may have read it incorrectly, but do you have a book on depression? I've battled it for almost 30 years, and I made a critical mistake by taking an antidepressant for 19 years. I was on Effexor and tapered off of it in 11 months, and also on Seroquel for sleep. These two medications ruined many years of my life, and I continue to struggle. They changed my personality and behavior. Unfortunately, I have no one in my life to question why I had changed or connect the dots between my behavior and going on psychiatric medications. I'm 58, so I don't know if my brain has a chance to recover. If you do not have a book on depression, I'd be appreciative of any advice you are willing to offer to help. Fortunately, I have not had any suicidal tendencies, but things have gotten very bad since I took my last dose. I feel absolutely raw and exposed. It's been 3.5 months since my last dose, and every day is a challenge. And I tapered off Seroquel in 3/23. Thank you so very much for your time and the work you do. Here's my comment. She's on the right track, and I covered this in the psych chapters of Butchered by Healthcare. I also suspect that using bioidentical hormones would give her more energy, improve her health, and help her kick her antidepressants. She should read Hormone Secrets to learn more about that. Here's a letter about veterinary use of chlorine dioxide. Quote, I listened to the podcast a while back when it came out. I do remember you addressed the AM commercial solution. Frankly, I'm not a scientist, and my mind glazed over when measurements are given for concocting one's own solution. So I have AM. I have Frontier's products, Snoot, toothpaste, rinse, and everything was sitting there because I'm very busy and my health issue may not be amenable to CD. I have Hashimoto's and intermittent severe eczema. The eczema is debilitating, but it appears it is leaving me after a 5-month flare, which caused me to forfeit a planned trip to Italy. The reason I am motivated right now regarding CD is I have 2 chinchillas with bloody liquid diarrhea. Before I go to the vet and get prescribed antibiotics, I wanted to try giving them a home remedy. The one dog is otherwise acting normally. The other is more listless, but I think she also suffers from some kind of brain issue. Maybe a mild form of hydrocephalus or something less than that. She's always been on her own, in her own world, so to speak. Thanks again for any thoughts you're willing to share. So here are some general answers. Number one, I have no interest in offending anyone. These people are fans, but their letters consume my time. I suggest that you please use the comments section for questions rather than emailing me or using the private message board. That way, everyone can benefit and I can focus on new material better. Number two, I am retired, do not practice medicine, and give no specific advice. My writing provides information to help you make decisions rather than to tell you what to do. In theory, you should make your decisions with the help of a licensed advisor, but competent ones are rare. Number three, Although I suspect dogs would respond to small doses of chlorine dioxide, I've never practiced veterinary medicine and I do not intend to start at 70. Getting accused of practicing medicine on dogs or humans without a license by some apparatchik in the California bureaucracy is something I would rather avoid. Number 4. Please do not hold back your criticisms because you fear you will hurt my feelings. I learn from nearly everything my readers write. I try to have a thick skin, although I am not always successful. I also try to be patient with those who ask me questions answered in the same post, but sometimes I cannot resist sarcasm directed against those who DFR. If you don't remember this acronym, look up RTFB from a search. Any debate in the comments section is appropriate as long as you are sincere. If I suspect you are not, I will ban you. Never be repetitive. No one respects those who parrot the same thing twice. If you do it 3 times and I see it, I will likely ban you. I do make a few exceptions for known curmudgeons who I am fond of. I occasionally tutor my friends, but they should read my work before asking for that. I greatly appreciate fan letters in the comments, but unless you are someone who's been my friends for years, please contact me that way. When I respond, everyone can learn. Parting shot number 2. Review of how to save your life with OSR, MMS, and commercial CD products. OSR, which is Boyd Haley's remarkable heavy metal chelator, is available through Purify Water LLC, a licensed pro advocate private buyers group. And I have a link to my original post about it, and you can contact Dr. Kennedy at davidkennedydds@gmail.com, and his phone number is 619-247-5738. The online imitators of his product illegally using the Imiramide name are selling impure products that have caused injuries. 300 milligrams of OSR daily for a month permanently inactivates some or all of the heavy metals in your body. This may improve or cure MS, Parkinson's, ALS, autism, Alzheimer's, vaccine, quote, long COVID, and much more. If you buy it with friends, it's less than $300 for a month. And you can I've left a link to download the OSR instructions from David Kennedy. If I were in charge of the world, I would publicize Boyd's manufacturing method. This would eliminate the knockoff's quality disasters, but abandon the original investors. To make MMS the most active form of chlorine dioxide, I have links to my 2 posts. And I have another link to order the 2-part sets at Amazon for about $40. If these links go bad, search for, quote, water purification chlorine dioxide. Buy a 2-part set with dropper bottles containing 22.5% sodium chloride and 4% hydrochloric acid. This is the best way to start learning about CD. Pre-formulated CD products from Frontier Farm and Snoot are, quote, gateway drugs that let you easily incorporate chlorine dioxide into your daily life. These will convince you of the benefits of this compound and encourage you to learn more. I have an affiliate link that will take you to the Frontier website to get a discount on their mouthwash and other products, and another for Snoot Spray's, quote, nasal cleanser, an active chlorine dioxide product that has systemic effects. If you want to help spread the word and make money, join the Frontier affiliate program, and I've left a link for that, and or Snoots at another link. I give the money I make to others. Disclaimer, all my writing is solely for general education and even entertainment purposes. It is not specific medical advice for any individual. Only a licensed provider who is evaluated fully and ideally in person can help you with that.